You'd be excused for thinking Australia's security landscape is looking pretty bleak at the moment after a number of reports have detailed high-profile interference in our domestic policies by foreign states. Details of an alleged Rwandan spy ring has emerged, where state actors run out of the Singaporean High Commission have been threatening and gathering intelligence on the Rwandan diaspora and refugees. With reports of Chinese intimidation of pro-Hong Kong student demonstrators, could this be the start of a new Cold War fought over information and influence? Dominic Giannini has more.
Today, the ABC revealed details of an alleged Rwandan spy ring targeting refugees in major Australian cities in an effort to silence critics of the regime and prevent them from sharing their experiences relating to alleged crimes against humanity in the African nation. This report happened against the backdrop of increasing concern over foreign influence in Australian domestic politics, including reports of pro-Hong Kong university protesters being reported to Chinese authorities by Chinese national students. An ASIO spokesperson has said that foreign interference and espionage is happening on an unprecedented scale, and so the question is, what is Australia going to do about it? Queensland's Deputy Leader of the Opposition, Tim Mander, says that while reports about Rwandan interference and intimidation should be tackled at a federal level, there is also a role to be played by state and local governments to ensure that refugees and those that are susceptible to influence are adequately engaged within the community.
It is primarily a federal issue with regards to those that the federal government allows into the country and the vetting process that takes place there. That's really where the prime focus should be. But of course, once these people are in our communities, there should be ongoing education programs and engagement processes to make sure that we help these people assimilate into our way of life as quickly as possible as well. So there's both a Commonwealth and a state responsibility in allowing that to take place.
Earlier, I spoke with the Lowy Institute's Ewan Graham, an expert in Australian defence and Asian strategy, about increased interference by state actors and the questions surrounding the development of a new Cold War. Here's what he had to say. The ABC has reported that intelligence agencies warn of an unprecedented scale of foreign spying within Australia, specifically a spokesperson from ASIO. Why is Australia so interesting to foreign agents?
I don't think Australia is especially of interest. I think among the Western partners, there is always a high level of interest in US and the US allies. And that would extend to Canada, the UK, New Zealand, as well as the United States itself. Australia has, I think, an obvious showcase in technology and defence linkages to the United States that would certainly be of interest to potential adversaries, but I wouldn't say that Australia is in a case by itself.
So would you say, though, that China would be one of the biggest perpetrators of tactics similar to this?
Well, I think we've certainly seen a major rise in state espionage activities. I think that's beyond dispute and well documented. Not necessarily only China. Russia has a very large human intelligence operation that works globally, but I think the scale of technical, human and other intelligence gathering activities by the People's Republic is certainly real, apparent and a cause for concern, not for panic, but certainly for concern and for mitigation.
Are we at a new Cold War?
I think the Cold War label is sometimes as much of a hindrance as it is a help. If we look back in history, we can only draw parallels to previous periods, and the Cold War may have some faint echoes in what's happening now, in that we're shifting from, you know, a long period where terrorism and non-state actors were seen as the primary security, national security threat, to back to a state-centered threat paradigm, security paradigm. But the big difference from the Cold War is the barriers to economic and interpersonal linkages are much less than they were, you know, even in the late period of the Cold War. The very small areas of contact between the Soviet Union and the West pale in comparison to the connectivity that still allows, exactly as you stated, Chinese students to come over in the hundreds of thousands and study in Australia. But some of the incidents that have happened in recent times, Hong Kong is obviously a very big cause for concern, but also the apprehension of individuals such as Michael Kovrig, the Canadian, and his colleague in China, in detention for now getting on for the better part of the year. That is an unfortunate throwback. And I think the political climate is only going to get more testing.
Ewan Graham from the Lowy Institute there, ending that report from Dominic Giannini.